Your Community, Miniota by Linda Clark. Congratulations to the Bertel Miniota Elkhorn U15 team who were successful in defeating the U15 Hamiota Huskies to advance to Provincials at Warren. Wishing you good luck at Provincials. The Miniota United Church Women held their annual meeting on January 16 to receive annual reports, set the budget and catering prices for 2024, as well as accept the nominating report for officers and group conveners. The 2024 executive is Chairperson Linda Clark, Secretary Beth Leland, Treasurer Carrie Gurr and Vice Chair Margaret Still. UCW activities planned are as follows: Roast Beef Supper April 14, Group 1 in charge, Fall Turkey Supper November 3, Group 2 in charge, and the Miniota Craft Sale November 24, Group 1 and 2. The World Day of Prayer service to be planned with the ACW was set for March 1 at 2 p.m. in the United Church Sanctuary. The Miniota Rink was a beehive of activity this past weekend with the Mixed Curling Bonspiel, the Skunky Dozen Hockey Tournament as well as several other hockey games. The Bonspiel this year was run on the point system and 14 rinks vied for the money. The top 6 rinks to share the money were as follows: 1. Nick Young. 2. Todd Brown. 3. Randy McKean. 4. Murray Foster. 5. Mac Leland. And 6. Stephanie Brown. The Skunky Dozen tournament saw Bertel, Birdtail, Elkhorn, Sinclair, Kenton and Miniota vie for the money, also on a point system, and Miniota Skunky Dozen and Bertel shared the winnings due to a tie. A casino night was enjoyed by many on Saturday evening following a pulled pork supper at the rink. Sunday saw the U9 and the U11 play hockey, and the weekend finished off with the Miniota Elkhorn Seahawks game, defeating the Wawanisa team. A great weekend thanks to the many who participated and especially to the many who volunteered their time with food and work to make this a success. Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Muriel Strode.